you know, somebody made a joke today, and they said, you didn't think that was funny? I said, well, I've heard it before. And I said, everything's just being repeated now. And that's what's happening with this world now, with the internet and all. It had already been said, but now everybody knows it. Everybody knows I'm on the highway. That's why I'm pausing. Everybody knows that everything that's been said has been said already. I guess the only new stuff is medical or scientists, but really it's already been said too. They think, man thinks he's inventing something new, but if you think back, Adam and Eve, they survived, didn't they? Think about all the people who survived before we have this so-called modern day medicine, you know? I got somebody trying to pull up behind me and this truck is ridiculous. I don't know what he's doing. Got somebody blocking the highway, a big transfer truck out in the middle of two lanes. And as soon as I go, now he's gone. That's just the way it works sometimes. You get blocked. You're trying to go somewhere and you get blocked. Anyway, there's nothing new. There's no new jokes. There's no new game. There's no new anything. Everything has been said that's ever been said, and it's going to be said that's already been said. You know, in other words, yeah, they might invent some kind of something, a house that's more efficient or some kind of heating and air system, you know, some kind of better cooking device, but it's still cooking. And you might say, well, that's kind of depressing. Well, in a way it is. You're still down here instead of in heaven, you know. It's kind of depressing, think about that. But there's a good side to that is you move into worship. There's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. So what does that do? That moves you into a worship service. Everything's worship. There's no new, there's no, you know, all the gurus, there's nothing new. The guru is not coming up with anything new. You know, the scientist is really not coming up with anything new either. Because Jesus is quantum physics. Jesus does hold it all together. They're just catching up. Scientists are just catching up with Jesus. It's already in the Bible. The Bible says he holds all things together. He spoke it all into existence. So there's your electromagnetic wavelengths right there. He spoke it all into existence. Aliens are not new. Those are demons. There's nothing new. These wild animals that live out in the wild, do they have a medical doctor? They have some doctor telling them, you know. A lot of those lions and stuff live a long time. Do elephants have a doctor? It's just built into them to know what to eat, you know. God sustains everyone and everything. This whole setup, like the scientists and everybody's trying to say, well, this is better for you. Do this. And you come to find out later that it's bad for you. The whole time they've been lying to you, trying to kill you, doing a slow kill on you. You can't eat eggs. Bad for you. Oh, no, 2 years later. Eggs are good for you. You better not drink coffee. Well, you better drink coffee because you live longer. The Bible says appointed unto man wants to die, and after that the judgment. So there's a judgment day. One of the kings in the Bible, God told him he was getting ready to die, and he begged for more years. God gave him 15 years, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to him because he made some bigger mistakes during those 15 years. There's nothing new. If it's new to you, it's because you just haven't. It's a new revelation to you. The Bible reveals everything. The cube, the 666 cube, is in Ephesians chapter 4 in the Greek. I think it's K-U-B-E-A in the Greek. Cubia. Cube. The devices are the sleight of man. The 666 is man's devices. They try to pull you in, toss you to and fro with every wind of doctrine, lies. They're all, look, it hit me today that the AI program, which is the devil or the flesh mind, the king of Tyre. So the king of Tyre is the king of terror. Is the king of Tyre. T-I-R-E and T-Y-R-E. King of Tyre is the flesh. So what is the flesh? So when the devil rebelled against God, what did he do? He spiraled down into lies and murder, right? So the flesh mind leads to lies and murder. The flesh mind leads to drunkenness, lies, and murder. Bible says whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So the heart gets worse and worse with these satanic children of the devil, agents of Satan. So the heart gets worse in time for the minions of the devil, and their heart just gets more bitter and more bitter and more evil and more evil. And so what happened? So when the devil fell, when Lucifer fell, what happened? He became the king of the flesh, the king of Tyre. Yeah, he might could solve all mysteries, but he missed the biggest one, that is faith alone and Jesus alone. They crucified Jesus, and he pretty much crucified himself, because what the devil meant for evil, God turned around for good. Now listen, so the king of Tyre is the devil, the AI flesh mind. So what's the devil doing? The demons, through your bloodline, through computers, data, internet, they're trying to bring up your past. Why would they do that? Why would they bring up something that's not even you anymore? Because the devil has no new game, and he can only bring up the same tricks that he played 20 years ago. The same Jezebel, the same Delilah. They might have a different face, but it's the same spirit. Notice Delilah, la, 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 lies, lies, Delilahs. Delilah's nothing but lies. And who paid her? Who paid her? The military-industrial complex. The military paid her to bring Samson down. There's no new game, people. There's no new anything. Everything that's been, will be, has been, already has been. And you're like, how? You might say, it's already been, people. What has been, shall be. What shall be, has already been. And it's actually happening right now. And you might say, what are you talking? How is that possible? Because everything happened at the cross. The horror movies happened at the cross. The rejoicing, the new life happened at the cross. everything happened at the cross. The Lamb slain before the foundation world. If you want to solve all mysteries, go back to the cross. And I'm not just talking about 2,000 years ago, but that's the same point. Actually, 2,000 years ago is the same point in eternity as the Lamb slain before the foundation world. It's the same point. Because in the mind of God, it already was. And that's what you got to get to. When it's already written in the mind of God, it's finished. And so that's why a lot of people, they can't understand faith alone, in Jesus alone, because it is finished. And they want their good deeds or their good works to add to the finished work of Jesus, which is blasphemy, really. You can't add to the finished work of Christ. God is only happy with Jesus. He's not happy with us, me or you. So everybody's on that hamster wheel trying to be good enough and trying to look good in front of somebody or trying to impress some human in the world. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They put mankind over God, which is blasphemy to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob already finished it all. And the things that were written down aforetime, the Bible says, are for your admonition. And so if the things that were written down aforetime for your admonition today, what does that mean? How can you learn a lesson from something in the Old Testament for today? Because it's already been. How did he say before David I am, or what was he talking? Before Abraham I am, or something like that. Abraham saw my day, or something. How could it be before but be after at the same time? Because every point is the same. Every moment is the same. Jesus is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, who has an unending priesthood. It's already been. And if you listen to your grandparents or your parents, they'll say, y'all are going through what I already went through. Let's say there's a couple that have parents that are still married. And they come up, we've already been through that. Y'all are going through what we went through. The grandparents look and say, it's just repeating over. Everything we went through, you're going through. It's just a repeat, people. It's already been. It's already been. It's finished. So every word has been said, every saying has been said, every script has been written, every song has been sung, everything has been said. Every sitcom, little sound bites, ridiculous, it's all been said. There's nothing new. And this is what's happening with the younger generation, I think. What else do they have? If it's already been, what else they have but TikTok? Act stupid on TikTok. They ain't got nothing else. It's already said. It's already been. It's already done. There's nothing new. This is my point. And y'all know it. So what happened? So, okay. So you might say, well, that's depressing. There's nothing new. Well, here's the thing. You move into worship. You move into worship. You can move into worship now before you even get to heaven. And it can actually be a continual worship because you've already seen it. It's already happened. There's nothing new. You already know. If you've hit a certain age and you had enough experience, you already know what's going to happen before it happens. And you might not know exactly, but you have an idea. If you have rental property, you already know there's somebody going to say, well, I can't pay you today. I'll pay you next week. And then the next week, I'll pay you the next week. Or they'll pay, and they might pay on time this week, but 3 months later, you know they're going to miss. You know if you have a rental there's going to be times when they just trash it and leave. And there's going to be very few that keep it clean. when they leave, they clean it. You know that. You know, when you set a goal to change habits, let's say you want to change a habit, whether it's a sleeping or eating or whatever, a bad habit, and turn it into something good. You know, as soon as you start to do that habit, the universe is going to try to take you off that new pattern that you're creating. You already know that. Why? Because the AI program is nothing but the past. You know, trying to keep you in the past, trying to keep you from growing. The AI flesh mind doesn't want you to rise above. That's why when you do rise above, they try to pull you down. And when you go down, they want to step on you. They want you in mediocre. They want you status quo, just average. They don't want you rising up. You already know that. When you start to rise up above, the system tries to stop you. The AI flesh mind, the devil system, tries to stop you. You already know. When you watch a movie, you already know it's probably going to be a love story. And in a series, you watch a series or a movie, you know it's going to look dark, like it's the end of the world, there's no way to escape, and then all of a sudden they escape, they find a way out. Why? Because Jesus rose from the dead. You know, horror shows trying to make you scared or sick or blah, they're trying to shock you. They're going to get worse and worse, do worse and worse things, you know. I don't watch them. I don't like horror movies at all. But you know what a horror movie is? It's the hallway. Let's say there's a building that has a hallway. That's the horror show. You might say, what are you talking about? The Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame. Apostle Paul. He was shipwrecked. He was thrown in jail. Everything. The Hall of Fame. You, if you're in the Hall of Fame, you're going to be cut. You're going to be hurt. See, when you go contrary to the devil's AI flesh mind program, and you push out the baby to walk in the spirit, you're in an arena, a fight of your life. You're in a fight. And when you rest in Jesus to bring you through, yeah. But if you take the word hallway and you look up hall, you got halls, you got the, what's that stuff when you get a sore throat, you get some halls, cough drops. So the arena, the open arena, the hall, the hallway or whatever, where the public is, there's a battle going on. Let's say in your building, you're in your little cube. Let's say you're in a big apartment building with an interior hallway. So you leave your apartment building and there's somebody down the hall with an apartment, but you're out in the open air. And when you walk down the hall and somebody leaves their 666 cube, they're walking down the hall. And you're facing off with each other face to face. That's the red versus blue Turing machine. So the hallway, yeah, you get hurt, you get cut, you get pushed. But it's the purpose of it is to push you higher. When you're fighting in the arena, the open arena, you're being forced to get better. You're being forced to look at the other person, say, oh, they're just like me. The only difference is their jersey or their suit is a different color, but we're fighting for the same thing. We're the same, but we're facing off with each other, but we're the same. So it teaches you how to see the other perspective. It teaches you agape love. It teaches you to cut out the flesh mind, to learn to love your neighbor, which is walking in the spirit, love God. It learns you when it's bad enough to cry out to God. The whole thing is set up to push out the baby till Christ be formed in you. What is the mind of Christ? Love and truth. Love and truth. What is the mind of Christ? Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor yourself. Walk in the truth. Because truth and love are married. Truth and love are married. You can't have love without truth. And you can't abide in truth without love. Because truth will cut out what needs to be cut out and cut in what needs to be cut in. It's already been said. So if you're going through a Turing machine process, a painful process, just look at other people who've made it through it. Whatever it is that you're facing, somebody else has already gone through it. Just follow their lead. And if you really want to know the truth, Jesus has been through everything that you face. Jesus has already been through it. Rest in that. He's already, look, he's a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He's already felt your pain, and he made a way of escape before this thing was even created. He made a way of escape before this thing was even created. Think about that.